You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mac Hollins could have been a Patriots Monday and or Friday guest.
Oh, my God. We practically begged.
No disrespect to our great Patriots Monday
Love
and
them.
Friday guests.
Love them. They're great.
We did have a request into Mac Hollins, who gave us just a great line.
It's pretty entertaining. He's a good player, too.
When you're done in the bathroom, you can stand there and look at it, but yeah. At some point, you got to hit the handle.
Yeah, very similar. A loss and a morning poo. Same thing. Looking at each other. So, yeah, so flush it down, move on.
I think
move
it is.
Move on with the rest of your day.
Play out his analogy. I mean, you're probably
yeah.
Wins and losses. I think you're hitting the handle either way.
Yeah.
Some of those feel like a win.
Some of those, you're like,
big win.
Yeah. Good for me today.
Others are like, I made that.
That didn't hurt that bad.
Didn't hurt
real bad.
Less blood than normal there.
That's a W.
Yeah, that's a win for me.
No, so he, I guess, yeah, you're right, because you don't want to celebrate the win all week long either.
Oh, those guys get flushed.
You got to move on to the next game, so they're ready to do that. It's all eyes on Baltimore now.
You worried,
Sunday Night Football.
You worried at all about their ability to move on from that game?
Good news is,
we've seen that with teams plenty where a bad loss sticks.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it with this team yet.
Yeah.
They lost week one, bounced back with a win against Miami. Achan stepped out of bounds. They lost week three. They bounced back with a 10-game win streak.
Yeah,
that was
nice.
Are you worried at all about their ability to move on, not from just any loss, but this loss where they blew a giant lead against a team that's right behind them in the standings?
So I'm not, and I think Vrabel's done such a good job where I thought, if anything, after the Buffalo win the first time, there might be like a little bit of a, you know, hey, we're pretty good. Like, look at us. Like, kind of a little bit of a foot off the gas kind of mentality, but that wasn't the case. And like you said, they won 10 straight games. So we've only seen this team play twice after a loss. The Miami game was by no means perfect, but they won. And then after what might have even been worse, even though the opponent was better, like Pittsburgh greater than Vegas, but they turned it over 5 times against Pittsburgh. It was like they lost. They didn't get beat. Like, they lost that game.
Right. Is it worse to get beat by the Raiders,
yeah,
who, as we've come to find
out, turns
out pretty bad.
Yeah, it's
or
bad.
Just have a game where it's all self-inflicted wounds against a team like Pittsburgh?
Yeah. That was like that in a weird way, especially at the time, was more frustrating because 2-3 weeks into the season, I don't know if we realized that the Raiders were the worst team in the league.
Oh, I didn't think they were that bad. No.
So I think after they lose to the Steelers, they responded with one of their best games of the season. Right, a little bit of a slow start against Carolina, but then they blew doors, and turns out Carolina's decent, or you know, 500. So they responded really well then, and so. Yeah, I would think, especially with the end in sight, meaning like the end of the regular season, a chance to wrap up the division sooner rather than later. I feel pretty good that they will be able to bounce back. Plus, one of the guys that played so poorly has been so good. Like, I don't think Drake May is going to play the same way.
than he did in the second half anyway.
I don't either, Buffalo. But that Ravens defense just shut out Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Now it was without T. Higgins.
And
it
he's
was,
sad.
They weren't at, well,
Joe Burrow
sad.
Doesn't want to play football anymore.
Burrow True. Wants to quit.
True, but Burrow had just carved him up 2 weeks prior. That's before he was sad and quit, but Burrow had just carved him up on Thanksgiving.
No, Baltimore's defense now is better than it was. The first half of the season, even when Lamar was in and out of the lineup, you were looking at this matchup saying, they might still score 40 points against them. Like, Baltimore's defense historically for whatever it was, 6 to 8 weeks, was horrible. So it has gotten better. But, no, I'll still take my chances with Drake May.
So, no, I feel good about that, too. And I'm picking them to win against Baltimore. But when I say am I worried for them to be able to move past a loss like this, like, all losses are not created equal. The Bears last year, when they lost on the Hail Mary against Jaden Daniels, they never got it back.
No, that like pretty that, much torched their season.
Like, it pivoted on that game because it was such a devastating loss. This is not just a loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devastating loss. You're up 21-0, 24-7 at half. And even when Buffalo scores to start the second half, you're still up 10 with the ball.
Right.
And you lost that game. Never mind having multiple opportunities in the fourth quarter to put it on your QB's shoulders and go get the lead. The first one he did nothing on. They did take the lead. A Travion Henderson touchdown run from 65 yards out. The other two, he had chances to go get it, and he went three and out and then turned it over on downs on four plays. They picked up 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a devastating loss, or at least has the potential to be a devastating loss. You go out and you beat Baltimore on Sunday night, no harm, no foul. You'll win your next two. They should beat Miami. They should beat the Jets, or I guess the other way around, Jets and then Miami.
Right, right.
You should win those two games. It's Brady Cook. And it's
Quinn Ewers, as we just found out.
So you should win those, no problem.
I would think so.
But... yeah, I'm a little worried if a loss like that leaves a mark and sticks to you. And we had a call yesterday. What if they're the 2021 Patriots? I don't have any real fear of that because I think May is so much better than Mac Jones. It's not funny.
I don't think they're that. But they've already won more games.
But if they lose the Baltimore game, I might allow for that a little bit more.
Yeah, a little bit. And then that's where I think we...
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Done a pretty good job of like acknowledging the bad schedule, but then also not like dwelling on it. But then if you happen to lose to Allen and Lamar back to back, then you're like, man, against playoff teams, you're now 1-3. Assuming Baltimore gets in, actually,
if Baltimore doesn't get in,
you're 1-2. You had three playoff games. You split with Buffalo, and then you lost to Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, it's true. Either way, yeah.
No, I take it back.
1-2.
You beat an NFC South team. Those teams stink, but so you'd be 2-2.
All right,
so whatever.
AFC playoff team. You'll
but
be
like
1-2.
Now you're talking about a 17 game schedule. You played four games against playoff teams. One of them was the same team in Buffalo, which you split with. And then you might have split the other two, right? Those bad division winners. So that might be where you're at. So that's where I think it kind of creeps back up. And then when you're talking about confidence level in the playoffs, which they're still going to be, they might even have a home game. But then you're like, okay, now I can kind of see the other side of that. and if they play like Houston, or even if they play Buffalo for the third time, like that, even if it's that somehow, you'd be like, all right, I could see how you wouldn't be quite as confident.
The loss wasn't devastating. It was just disappointing, says the text line. Please don't blow it up.
We're not blowing it up.
We're not blowing the team up. I think they just mean blowing up the result into something more than it was.
Well, no, I think there's like every game that you go into, you could either have like the blowout win, which is a great win, the blowout loss, which is a horrible loss. But then you also have these like close games, or if one team has a big lead.
I don't feel like this was close.
No. They were up by 21.
Up so big, it appeared close at the end, but it really wasn't close.
No, it was
It really wasn't close.
It was a horrible half.
You didn't do anything for a whole half outside of one broken play. You didn't do anything for 30 minutes of football. The game actually wasn't that close. The score, I think, by the end was misleading.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a sustained drive or anything on offense in the second. It was one touchdown run.
So 35-31, if you lost that straight up, where you're trading touchdowns with Josh Allen late, or, hey, you just came up short on the final drive, but it was a good final. You were down 10. You scored once to make it a three-point game. You couldn't come through. Way different. This to me, is at least has the potential to be a devastating type of loss, and all losses are not created equal. This wasn't just a loss. This was a win that you took away from yourself. I mean, this is where Josh Allen took it from. You one or the other, but you had it in your grasp.
Yeah, besides Travion Henderson, probably everybody could play better. You know, like, we've had other games this year where they've looked so good where you're like, all right, who didn't play well? And you're like, I don't know. You'd, like, nitpick, right? You're like, maybe you'd find a guy or two. Right. Like, one, that guy had a penalty. Like, they've had a lot of really good games. Not perfect, right? They've had slow starts. They've had red zone issues. But, like, you'd take away from the 60 minutes, and you're like, well, nobody really played that badly. This game, you're like, well, the receivers were absent. Drake May had his worst game of the season.
Yeah, no, you said it right.
Pretty much Henderson.
That's pretty much it.
Henderson had a good game.
Yeah, that's about
Henderson
it.
Henderson can have a steak dinner. Everybody else.
Honestly, both backs. Ramondre.
Yeah, Ramondre was good. They could have used him more.
Wasn't his fault they didn't use him. So maybe those are the two. Are you worried at all about, and it's funny because a week ago, Phil's like, Drake May is blueprint proof. There is no blueprint for Drake May. Are you worried at all about the Ravens being able to do what the Buffalo Bills did this past week?
Well, this is where you're like, all right, now you got to believe in Vrabel, McDaniels, May to turn it around and be like, all right, what was it that Buffalo did that stopped us? And if we see it again, can we do something different about it?
Yeah, I believe in May, and I believe in Vrabel. I wonder if Vrabel believes in McDaniel.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.